The program manager of the National AIDS Control Program, Dr. Niakwe Adu, has announced that Ghana has achieved success in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Dr. Adu said the prevalence rate dropped from 1.9 in 2009 to 1.5% in 2010. He attributed this to the noble efforts by the media, the National AIDS Commission, NGOs, the Ghana Health Service, and the citizenry, among others. Dr. Niakwe Adu spoke to Sally Bosman.
The prevalence for 2010 has dropped. In 2009, we stated that the prevalence among pregnant women was 2.9. But when we did the survey again, December last year, it has dropped 2%. So from 2.9 to 2%. Then using that and the modeling to estimate the national prevalence. The national prevalence has also dropped from prevalence of 2009 of 1.9. to 1.5%. Yes, there's been a drop, and this is a significant drop. This is the first time we've had over 10 years that we've had prevalence among pregnant women going down.
So what can you say contributed to this success?
I think it's a joint effort of all of us, ordinary citizens, NGOs, Ministry of Health, Ghana Health Service, Ghana Health Commission, the media. I've all played a part in bringing the message home to people on how to protect oneself, how to prevent infection. We also acknowledge the huge patronage of the Know Your Status campaign that we launched about 3 years ago. That has brought, again, more information and education to people. Let's actually doing this for over 10 years. The national response to HIV actually started in 1985, and over 20 years, Ghana has mounted a concerted effort to reduce HIV. So maybe we are seeing the beginnings of a declining epidemic. What we say, if you do a strategic 7-year trend analysis, is that the epidemic has stabilized with a tendency to fall. Our biggest challenge is this is when we need a lot of resources to push the prevalence lower than the 1.5% we have recorded.
Doc, what have been some of the major hindrances?
Well, I think the basic thing about HIV is that it's an individual action and activity. It takes one to appreciate one's risk. And when people do not appreciate that they are at risk for certain behaviors, then that is the challenge. So that's the biggest. And also the need to look at all segments of the epidemic. Prevention, not only for general population, but prevention for most at-risk populations and high-risk. You know, sex workers, men who have sex with men, intravenous drug users, persons in congregate settings, prison camps, etc. Those are new challenges to the epidemic, and we will have work to see to it that the prevalence in there has also come down. I must say that recent evidence shows that prevalence even within female sex workers has been dropping. We need to work harder. We need to get a lot more input into that. We need to take the response from the field into home, small group discussions, championing basically behavioral change. That is the biggest. Setting your risk by the things you do or you don't do.
Program Manager of National AIDS Control Program, Dr. Niakwe Adu.